Locavore sounds like the answer to one of Will's puzzles, but the local food movement has inspired many people to get in touch with their inner farmer. That's especially easy during the harvest season at farm dinners across the country. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf explains.
Farm to fork takes on a whole new meaning when you have dinner in the middle of a pasture with cows. From spring through fall, you can probably find a farm near your neighborhood where a professional chef will serve an elegant multi-course meal of local foods grown by the farmer sitting next to you. One New Hampshire farm features a dinner with meat from pigs, pasture-fed on pure sunshine, and there's a hayride. In Minnesota, a family-friendly farm dinner includes live bluegrass music, a bonfire, and overnight camping. All tableware is compostable. Midwest farmland is also celebrated at dinner among the fruits and vegetables in the Chicago Botanic Garden. Most dinners start with cocktails and a farm tour. Then the chefs and farmers talk about each course as it's served. Dinners are organized by the farmers or put together by farm dinner companies. Meals in the Meadows started about 10 years ago before sustainable was a common vocabulary word. The idea is to connect eaters with the people who cook and grow their food. Now that even bean sprouts can be contaminated, we want to go to the source. One pioneer is surfer artist chef Jim Denovan. His company, called Outstanding in the Field, last year served 10,000 diners across North America. Outstanding sets up its signature single long white cloth covered table at sites like a natural cave on a Bay Area beach below a soaring cliff serving fish from local waters. At the other extreme, dinner at a rooftop farm in Queens. Some farm dinners are under tents, but most are under the sky. Judy Gifford of St. Bridget's Farm in Maryland says sitting out in the open at one long table is part of the magic. Of course, there is always weather. For the first St. Bridget's farm dinner, it poured. So they moved into the new barn, used tiki torches for light, and empty water troughs for wine and beer. Gifford says it was great. These experiences do not come cheap. Outstanding in the Field charges at least $200 per person for a seat at the communal table. Most farm dinners are $100 and up. Many farms donate all or a portion of their proceeds, while the companies are run for profit. Why do people go? Well, if you grow it, cook it, and serve it, they will come.
Bonnie Wolf is working on a book about the foods of Maryland's Eastern Shore.